Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
She's a double champion on the biggest sporting stage that there is, and she will be in exceptional demand. There will no doubt be life-changing offers made. She'll be a brilliant ambassador just for sport in general and boxing, touring the country, doing speeches, because she has the verve and the vim. But it is extraordinary. And what this means for her family is something else, because the dedication and the amount of sacrifice and time that goes into it all. Well, let's find out again, because Kelly is one of four siblings. She has three brothers, Christopher, Aaron and Joel, with under the parents Yvonne and Christy. Christopher is on the line live from Paris. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you? You must be still on a high.
Yeah, absolutely. Just listening to you talk about our last interview when she was in with you in May is bringing a tear to me. Oh, just so happy just to hear it, because it's a massive testament to my mother and father and the job they've done, not only raising Kelly but all of us, and that's the fruition of everything. It's beautiful.
You're so close as a family. It's gorgeous to see, and I love hearing you all talk about each other.
Yeah, you have to be. We had no choice. I mean, we were raised by two great parents who tried to give us everything we ever had in life. And I think the drive and the work right and the desire to succeed for Kelly, just seeing me da every morning up at 4 o'clock, drinking his coffee before he's cycling to Rathfarnham and out to Premier Dairies or Finglas or wherever it was, and coming home and putting his wages on the table there at the end of the week, just so my ma and his kids could have something to eat and to provide for us. And all of that, like, we've seen that growing up as kids, and you're unconsciously taking it in and learning the value of hard work and what it takes to succeed in life without even knowing it, you know. And I can't be any happier for my ma and dad, because I know how proud they are and what it means to them. And I spoke to my ma a few minutes ago and she can't stop crying.
I think half the country is crying. You're going to have us at it again, Christopher. I mean, it is unbelievable, isn't it? What a story, you and your family from Portland Row and to the biggest stage of them all in the entire world, and to do it twice is just, it's incredible. I don't know what it's like to be so close to this woman.
Yeah, and I think Kelly said it yesterday in one of the interviews with RTE, I think it was. Obviously, winning anything once at a high level is very, very tough, but to come back and to have that carrot on your head and do it again, given the circumstances that she's been through the last year, makes it even more special. And she referenced a lot of times last night that she did it for her, and rightly so, because what she's gone through the last year has been tough. And again, for me, seeing her coming out with a gold medal and knowing everything that has been put on her, that's remarkable. There's not many people in the world of sport, I don't think, that could have a single mindedness and a focus. And again, it's credit to the people around, that to Mandy, to my ma and da, and everybody that's close to our coaches. So massive, massive testament to what they've done.
I don't think it's kind of known enough how tough the last year has been on Kelly and Mandy and the whole lot of you. And I met Mandy only a couple of months ago, and she just talked about how Kelly just wasn't really herself in the last year. And it was just a media controversy, wasn't it? Which is well forgotten now, but just to come from that is unbelievable.
Yeah, of course. I mean, when you're in the spotlight as an athlete or any type of, there's any type of, you're renowned or whatever, it's always tough when you get things said about you or harsh criticism or whatever it may be. And regardless of who you are or what you are, we're human beings and we have feelings, and Kelly's definitely got them. And yeah, the last year has been very, very tough for her, and also for me, ma and dad. And to see last night What happened is, like I said earlier on, and many times, I'm just so happy for me man and dad, because this was massive. And again, it shows that they've done an unbelievable job in raising a lady that is, and that's what she is. Like, that's what Kelly is. She's an absolute gem, and everyone knows it.
She's a brilliant person. We didn't doubt her. Very intelligent as a boxer, but she's very emotionally intelligent too.
Yeah, she is. I wouldn't emotionally intelligent. Yeah, I don't know if I'd coin it that. I would just say she speaks from her heart. And whether the emotional intelligence comes from that or not, she speaks with authenticity and what she's feeling. And she'll never lead anyone wrong. She's always trying to look for the best in people and to help. And again, I come back to me man and that she doesn't get that from anywhere. It's what she's been brought up in and how she's been raised. Yeah, I mean, it's to see last night in Roland Garros, in one of the most iconic stadiums in the world, really, definitely in tennis, to see the following she had there. It was, I can't even put a term on it, because I'm still trying to come to reality of what I actually seen last night.
Did you manage to enjoy that atmosphere, the incredible build-up in Roland Garros, or were you terrified, nervous?
It was a bit of both, to be honest with you. We
Yeah.
got to the stadium fairly early, actually. So we had, I think it was about 6 or 7 fights before Kelly. So we settled in okay. Like, and then yeah, obviously the fight before, myself and Mandy were doing laps of Roland Garros, so we were trying to get the jitters out. But a bit of both, really.
That was outside running around. Okay.
Yeah,
Time
we
to
were
get the
walking
nerves out.
around, like, just getting them out before we went in for the fight. But again, when you see her walk out, and you see the team behind Kelly, it's what a team, the coaching staff that they have there. And I think all throughout the tournament, just myself as a coach, I told Kelly after our last fight, I'm so proud of her as a coach, to see her execute what our coaches have asked her to do, and for her to live up to it and put into play what they've asked to do, and just to follow instruction. For me as a coach, seeing that, it's that makes me so proud, and
Yeah.
carry out the demands that they put on her. But they deserve an awful lot of credit. Like, they are unbelievable coaches, and I think the main part is the human connection. As human beings, you don't get better. And you seen it last night. They were united as a team. And I think once I seen them walk out, it was going to be hard for anyone to beat Kelly.
And I mean, the very first thing she does is thank her coaches. The fight delayed very late. We saw her in the zone, and it was nerve-wracking for the whole country watching her because she was there on her own, reading that note in her hand to herself over and over again. Everybody's dying to know what's in the note.
Yeah, no, it's they're the moments, obviously. I'm sure that everyone, I'm not sure what the pictures are like on OTE, but in the stadium in Roland Garros, you could see it on the screen, because she was behind where the fighters walk out. So yeah, it was a nervous couple of minutes. But as soon as she comes out and you see the walk and you see the team behind her, it's that for me, that's a feeling of excitement and just ready to go. And also, again, I reference just how united the coaches and Kelly are. It's special. It's
Yeah,
special. It's
yeah.
very, very special.
We could see it. Now, the excitement is going to be, there's going to be a major homecoming and lots of celebrating. But the questions are about the retirement plans. And she has discussed and kind of announced these things at length, hasn't she? She plans to go back to her life and back to her family.
Yeah, I mean, again, you said it earlier on, like, Kelly, she just wants to get home to the dogs and have a cup of
Up
tea and
to
give
Nidge.
me my,
That's one of the
yeah,
dogs, yeah.
exactly. And my ma will be delighted as well, because she's had to been minding the two dogs the last 2 weeks, so she's up the wall with four dogs, so
Oh my God.
she's She'd be delighted to get rid of two of them. But no, that's, I think everyone that knows Kelly, that's all she wants to do. She wants to go home, hug the dogs, hug me ma, hug me dad, and enjoy a cup of tea, a cake, whatever, and
yeah,
just get on with life.
There'll be one hell of a homecoming in the meantime, in between. I couldn't let you go, by the way, Christopher Harrington, without asking you about, you're a football coach, aren't you, soccer coach, and you spent time in Iceland. That's what you do.
Yeah, I'm not in Iceland at the moment. I finished up in Iceland. I was in Iceland for 7 years, and I'm actually over in America now. So yeah, I'm over there now. Been there for the last
as a coach.
Nearly 2 years. Yeah, as a coach.
Wow. Just an incredible success. So you probably know our new Irish manager then, the Icelandic.
Yeah, I do, Jamie. So looking forward to what you can do, and hopefully we can have more nights like last night with the Irish football team.
Yeah, that would be something else. It's a big ask. That's Jaime, is what you call him. Hal Grimson, he's there, the new manager. Christopher, you go and enjoy yourself in Paris. Really appreciate it. Really appreciate the chat.
And
congratulations to you and your whole family. That's Christopher.
Yeah, thanks a million.
There. Thanks a million. Thanks so much. And we'll let Christopher go there. What an absolute, they're an incredible family. They're able to speak poetry at a moment's notice, live on the radio after some of those incredible scenes. I want to talk to someone else on the phone now, because Kelly Harrington has described her as the mammy of Irish boxing. Anna Moore, good morning.
Morning.
You're a proud Limerick woman, but you're the proud mammy of Irish boxing today.
I'm very emotional. I'm sorry now, because I'm very emotional.
Don't worry at all. I can totally understand. Anna Moore, for people, she's from the St. Francis Boxing Club in Limerick City, watching the fight last night from Limerick. Anna, how are you feeling? If you can,
I can't describe how I'm feeling, because I've watched Kelly since she started boxing coming up, and I weigh her in at 15 years of age, and the whole way up every year. And I've been to Europeans and World Championships with her. I've wiped her tears. I came down to Dublin to meetings with her. I held her over a toilet getting sick. That's what managers do. And I just love Kelly Harrington. I just love her. I love all my boxers. I love putting me into the national stadium, and I'm happy.
You have done great things for her. She has encouraged the whole country, but the things she's done for the kids, particularly young girls, in sport is just unmeasurable, really, isn't it?
Well, I'll tell you about Kelly Harrington. Kelly comes into the stadium and we might be having a championship, and I say to Kelly, will you give out some medals for me? I will, Anna. She comes up, and I eventually have to say, Kelly, would you ever go away and get something to eat? She would stay there all day. The dedication and the way she'll talk to the kids. She goes to any club that ever asked her to go. She goes there. She gives her time to boxing. She is the best ambassador for boxing, not just female, but all boxing in Ireland. She is a wonderful boxer. She is two times, she's only the third female boxer in the world to win two gold medals.
Yeah.
The other one is Nicola Adams from England and Clarissa Shields from America, and now Kelly. And that is saying something. That is saying something. What is she? She's just, I can't explain her. She's just such a lovely person inside and out. And as a boxer, there's no one will beat that record that she's after setting.
No, it's going to be very, very difficult to emulate anything like that. People all over the country, Anna, are crying their hearts out. Dublin crying again. These are messages. 51551 is the text. Kelly for Freedom of Dublin accolade. She has that already. She got that last year. What a great hero Kelly is. So humble for a fantastic achiever. So well grounded. She's an inspiration to us all, says Jimmy. Good morning. You should replay the interview. Well, that's on the RT player with Kelly, because she was a great interview. And again, it was about her personality, because her great quality is giving back and wanting to help everyone else. Isn't that it, Anna?
I'll tell you exactly. That is what she's about. But what got me last night, and I was so thrilled, winning that medal last night was so different from winning it in Tokyo. It was so different, because last night you could see the relief on her when it was over, the way she danced with Dar in the ring. Oh, my God, I was crying here when she was singing Grace. I would have given anything to be over in Paris last night. I really would. But it wasn't to be.
You were there, you were there in spirit like the rest of us.
Well, I was sent there 2 weeks ago, myself and Nicky White from Wexford, as ambassadors for Irish boxing.
Oh, lovely. So you got to see her in action.
I didn't, because that's what happened. We were only, well, I don't mean we were only sent. We were sent for the first 3 days. And because Kelly was seeded, and a lot of our other boxers got walkovers into the last 16. We got to see 3 of our boxers, which was great, you know. But yeah. I would give an anything to have been there in Paris last night. I'm jealous of all those.
Yeah, we all are. We all are. But I'm especially sorry for you, for someone who knows her going back all of those years. And listen, Anna Moore, thank you so much for being the mammy of Irish boxing.
Thank you.
And it's, you go and enjoy.
I tell you, it's a pleasure for me to be, for Kelly to call me the mammy of Irish boxing, because it's stuck to me now. And boxing is my life. Boxing is my life.
Well, thanks
but
a million.
Can I say something before
Please
I go?
Please do. Yeah,
I,
no,
I
go ahead.
Take your time.
Yeah.
There's a full team over there with Kelly. I'm talking about boxers. Dana Moorhouse, A4 Rourke, Grainne Walsh. My mind is blank at the moment. And the rest of them, the
Jack
guys.
Marley,
Jack Marley.
Diana.
Hugh Gallagher, Dean Clancy, and Aidan Walsh, Michaela Walsh. You know, they're all over there. Out of those, Kelly, Michaela and Aidan, the rest of them are from 2024. These are a very, very young team. And they will be there. And they see what Kelly's done. They will be there for the next 2 or 3 Olympics, and they will achieve as well. And we have a school-by-school girl team over in Bosnia. 12, 13-year-olds have won 6 medals already in the Europeans, and 5 more going for gold. And they could be our Olympics of the future.
All
so
lifted
I just want
by
to
this.
Let everybody out there know.
You've done a great job. That's perfect. I love that you've mentioned them.
And I am so, so proud of being involved in the sport of boxing. Thank you very much for this morning.
Thank you very much, Anna Moore. That's Anna Moore there, the mammy of Irish boxing.